Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. After 3 years of ISIS or Daesh occupying Iraq's second largest city of Mosul and 30% of Iraqi territory in north and west Iraq, it soon seems that Daesh will be completely ejected from Iraq. Though through three years of fighting the group, Iraq has gained vast and unique experience of combating ISIS with street ideological, political and economic war tactics. But the big question: what new challenges face Iraq, and what is the future of the ISIS, the IS or Daesh? These issues were unpacked in a seminar hosted by the Afro-Middle East Center this week, which discussed these issues. One of the guests was current Iraqi ambassador, Dr. Saad Kindil, and he's online. Mr. Ambassador, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show. And once again, the phone lines go down. We're going to call the ambassador up again for our conversation. This is Dr. Saad Kindil, ambassador of Iraq, who is based in Pretoria. And he was one of the guests at a seminar hosted by the Afro-Middle East Center earlier this week, which dealt with the question, Iraq after ISIS. So let's just make that call and see whether we can get hold of the Honorable Ambassador to have our After Five chat, and just be a little bit patient with us. Yes, I do believe, Mr. Ambassador, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam. Thank you for taking me on your show.
Pleasure is all ours. Now, as we talk, ISIS, Daesh, has been taking some heavy beatings. We've seen city after city, town after town, liberated from their hands. Are we at a stage now where Iraq can stand up and say, we have now defeated ISIS?
Indeed, yes, we have defeated ISIS, although they still hold on to some territory inside Iraq, but the main tasks has been accomplished. It's only a matter of decision. Militarily speaking, all territory that is under the control of Daesh is in the sense of falling down.
Now, in that sense, is Iraq now going to have to go through a phase of rebuilding after Daesh's departure?
Indeed, the extensive program and the aftermath of kicking out Daesh out of Iraq, first and most important of all, is rehabilitation and re-accommodation of 4 million displaced people from the cities that has been attacked or under control of Daesh. And second is returning and restoring normal life and services, including schools, hospitals, which have all been disrupted, universities, education, and municipal services, and you name it. And then we will go into the phase of rebuilding the destruction, mainly the housing and the infrastructure.
So, in a nutshell, Iraq, just on in terms of infrastructure, we're going to get to the other questions later, faces a massive economic challenge.
Indeed, it is estimated the total damage to property and infrastructure is about $100 billion.
Wow.
This is something that Iraq cannot take it on its own, taking into circumstances, into consideration the circumstances of the oil prices and the severe budget inflicted on our budget due to the military activities. We are now looking for international community to bear responsibilities for this. As we have fought Daesh not only to defend our land, to defend our people, to defend our values, but to defend the world, as that is really a threat to the whole world when they announced their Islamic, so-called Islamic State. And the fact that we have defeated Daesh, then we have disabled them from launching attacks on other countries, and that's why other countries have got this responsibilities to help us, not only in the efforts to fight the those terrorists, but also in the efforts to reconstruct the damaged area by the terrorist group.
Now, Mr. Ambassador, we've been hearing stories that the leader of Daesh, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the name that he gave himself, that's not his proper name, had been killed in attacks. Is he still alive? Is he dead? Are you still hunting for him?
So far, there is no evidence in terms of a corpse or a body or any DNA evidence that the leader has been killed. There have been reports from Russian sources that he was killed in an air strike in Syria, but we could not verify these reports. As far as we are concerned, we are working on the assumption that he is still in the hideout, and we are seeking to capture or kill him.
Now, looking at the whole scenario of ISIS, it goes far beyond a military victory, doesn't it? And you've mentioned this. Your predecessor, Dr. Hisham al-Alawi, has also mentioned this, as have many other members of the Iraqi political establishment, that there's also a responsibility on the world, isn't there? Because the battle is now an ideological one, isn't it? It's now entering the cities of Europe, it's entering the cities of Africa, that there is now another battle that lies ahead.
Indeed, the battle is really four dimensions. It's not just military, it's not just ideological, although I would guess that the ideological aspect of the battle is the most vital and most important of it. But it is also economic, and it is also an information and media battle.
Now, of course, I mean, at one stage, Daesh had a very sophisticated media outreach, because we saw one or two individuals, even in South Africa, being seduced by all the social media that was going on. What has happened to the social media of Daesh? Has it disappeared? Does it still exist?
The social media of Daesh, there again, this is another aspect that is the responsibility of the world community to silence this social media and stop Daesh using this media to disinform the people and brainwash people. We have been working together with the international organization, with the UN and other bodies that is established by the Security Council to cooperate internationally to silence this propaganda machine of Daesh. But I must admit that this machine is still positive and active, and there is still a lot of work to be done to silence this machine.
Does it concern you that as your troops were moving across the country, that a lot of people in Daesh were running away, particularly the foreigners, and a number of them have most likely gone back to Europe, to the United States, and other parts of the world? I mean, we've seen bombings in some of the Western cities of the world as well. Is this another part of the problem, that a number of these Daesh fighters might have filtered back to the countries from where they came?
Yes, indeed. This we have good news that Daesh is kicked out of Iraq, but the bad news is that they are not totally destroyed, and they are still operative in other parts of the world. And there again, that is one aspect that shows there is a vital need for international community to work together to beat Daesh all over the world. And Iraq now has gained extensive experience in fighting Daesh on all these four fronts, the ideological, the economic, the military, and the media. And we are now calling upon those countries who are vulnerable for Daesh attack to cooperate with us, so that we can offer this experience for them to continue fighting Daesh wherever they go.
As a matter of interest, during the conflict, have you managed to take a number of prisoners? We've heard nothing about this. Does Iraq have a number of Daesh, former Daesh soldiers, or whatever you want to call them, in your prisons? Have you managed to capture a lot, and have you managed to find out exactly what's inside their heads?
So far, our statistics shows that from the beginning of the onslaught on Mosul, which started 9 months ago, back in October last year, we have been able to kill 26,000 of those Daesh militants and capture 4,000 of them, including tens of prominent leaders of Daesh. Obviously, they have got a extensive bank of information, and those people are now under interrogation to get what they have in their heads. And this is, again, a very rich experience and information to use to defeat Daesh in other parts of the world.
Is the government looking at creating intelligence agreements with other countries that are interested in combating this whole Daesh scourge? Would you be interested, for example, in entering into agreement with the South African government, the government of France, for example? Is this on your agenda?
In fact, we are offering this kind of bilateral cooperation and agreements with all countries of the world who are vulnerable to Daesh attack. And some countries have already signed such agreement with us already, and some are in due course in the process of deliberation and discussions.
In terms of the fact now that as you say, that the Iraqi government is saying that Daesh has been defeated, does this now make things a lot clearer now, as the government because obviously now your priorities are going to be, I should imagine, redevelopment and trying to get the economy going again.
I'm sorry, the line went a bit bad. Can you repeat your question?
Yes, my question is that now that you've defeated Daesh military, is your focus now going to be a lot clearer? Are you now going to have enough time to focus on the economic issues that the country has to face?
We really pushed to work on all these fronts, on the economic front, on the humanitarian front, on the ideological front, as well as on the security front. There is a lot of work to do in the aftermath of kicking Daesh, reconstructing the damaged area, repairing the economic damage that has been done to the country economy also, and getting on the humanitarian task of re-accommodating 4 million displaced people, a huge task that Iraq cannot fulfill on its own. It needs international community help, international organizations, as well as, of course, continuing the efforts on tightening the security and making sure that this attack of the terrorists does not happen again. There is also another humanitarian aspect that is not quite seen by many. It is the social damage that Daesh has caused to the children by forcing them to enter into acts of violence and acts of terrorism, by forcing women into unwanted marriages, and using women as sex objects, using women as a slavery, and also destroying the social fabric by setting one family who are cooperating with Daesh against other families who are not cooperating with Daesh, and there is a lot of social tension that is created, particularly in the society of Mosul, that we need to address all these issues.
Mr. Ambassador, a final question. What sort of role do you think a country like South Africa could play in the rebuilding of Iraq? But we have been chatting to Dr. Saad Kindil, the ambassador of Iraq, about the defeat of Daesh in that part of the country. And Iraq certainly faces some huge, huge challenges. It's going to take a long time before that society can again call itself normal. As I said, unfortunately, our lines have been giving us problems all day long, but at least we managed to get one interview basically undisturbed until the last question.
Drive Time on 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.